In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. So today we gather in the midst of darkness. It has been a week, has it not? Pipe bombs, mass shooting, hatred, bigotry. It has been a week of pain, of fear, of loss. Can only imagine what this morning must feel like for those families who have lost members, for those families of police officers who got up this morning knowing that their loved ones have been hurt, for members of that Jewish synagogue knowing that they have lost fathers and mothers, brothers, sisters. It is dark. And yet here we are, gathered together. Lights are on, music playing, nice white robes, looking mostly laundered, right? Here we are, gathered together, doing what Christians and what Jews and what Muslims and what people of faith have done. Century upon century, gathering in the midst of pain, in the midst of loss, and trying to hear. Trying to hear the voice of God speaking in the midst of the madness. Trying to see a little bit of light glimmering in the darkness. And as we gather doing just that on this morning, an incredible thing happens. We hear this gospel, a story of blind Bartimaeus. It's a story that children often learn in Sunday school. This man sitting by the roadside calling out to Jesus, who's given his sight back, and who immediately starts following Jesus on the way. There is so much in this story of Bartimaeus and Jesus and the crowd that's gathered together. I mean, listen to it again with your ears open. In this story, we have a man who is hopeful, a man who is looking for light even though he cannot see. And we've got a crowd gathered around that's fearful that he's going to disrupt things. It doesn't matter that he's sitting in the dust, blind, with nothing but a cloak to his name. They want to silence him. They want him to be quiet, to stay in his place. They want him to just get out of their lives. And yet he stands and he calls out today, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He wants to be seen. He wants to be known. And in the midst of all of this, in the midst of a man who wants to be seen, in the midst of a crowd that wants to silence him, in the midst of a community that is perfectly fine with him being blind and homeless and squatting in the dirt, Jesus comes along doing what he does, teaching, healing, causing a commotion, and he hears that voice. And he probably hears the crowd telling that voice to shut up. And he stops. And he calls Bartimaeus to himself. And we see in that moment that even when the world tries to silence us, even when others don't want us to acknowledge our pain or our loss, even when we would pretend that there aren't problems in ourselves and others, God stops and sees and listens and calls to us. It's an incredible story. It's a beautiful story. It's a hopeful story. And it is a story that begins with just one little action. Calling out. Just one little action is all it takes to to start this incredible story of grace and healing and transformation as Bartimaeus is lifted out of the dirt and suddenly he is now seeing again and he follows Jesus on the road from Jericho up to Jerusalem to follow Jesus as he will transform the world. Now I need to tell you, this is not the sermon that I planned, nor is it the sermon that I wrote. I had convention on Friday and on Saturday. And while often I may put my sermons off until, like Saturday, I didn't do that this week. My sermon was ready on Wednesday. But as we sat at diocesan convention in the Mass Mutual Center and word of that shooting started to spread through the crowd, as the bishop called us to silent prayer, as our chaplains led us in prayer, as we sang, as we invited Rabbi Mark Shapiro to speak to us and lead us in lament, as we wrote notes to that congregation of Tree of Life in Pittsburgh, it was clear to me that I probably had to throw away my old sermon wrapping up Ripples to Waves. We don't need to talk today about pledge cards. We don't need to talk today about how you can give 20 more minutes to the service of God in this place. Now, let me be clear, that's important. But even more important is what we see Bartimaeus doing today, taking one small action to bring hope and healing to his life and to the life of the world. Now, I'm pretty grateful because in God's mercy, that sermon that I want to preach about one small action bringing healing and hope through Bartimaeus, it does actually fit with this ripple to wave theme. I mean, let's be honest. All he did was shout. And in the goodness of God, that led to life and healing. But I need to ask you today, I need to ask you to do something that isn't all that typical for us. I want you to turn and look at your neighbor. No, really, I mean it. Look at your neighbor. Now look at your other neighbor, because some of you are, looking at people you look at a lot. So we need you to look at some different people, some too, right? I want you to remember who's there, because in just a second, you're going to ask them some questions. You're going to ask that neighbor of yours this. After we've seen Bartimaeus be willing to do one small thing, to stand up, to go to Jesus, I want you to ask the question of your neighbor. Neighbor? Neighbor? Yeah, there you go. You know, when you go to, like, Alden Baptist Church in Springfield, they know how to do this. I'm just telling you. Look at each other and say, neighbor?
Neighbor.
What is one thing
you can do today
to come to Jesus?
Think
about those words. What is one thing you can do today to come to Jesus? What's one thing that you can do today to let light shine in the darkness of this world? What is one thing you can do today to let your voice be heard, even when this world tries to tell you to sit down and be quiet? What is one thing you can do today to bring forgiveness and hope? What is one thing that you can do today? We live in a nightmare sometimes. But I tell you the truth, that is not God's nightmare. We have done many things that mar the image of Christ, that break the image of God in one another. We are blind. But Jesus knows what to do with blindness, doesn't he? What's one thing you can do today to see? To let Jesus bring light and hope to your life. Here's the thing.
If Bartimaeus had just sat there and asked himself that question and answered it internally in his head, it probably wouldn't have mattered much. I promise we wouldn't be talking about it today, 2,000 years later. Ask yourself that question, and then this week, do it. Practice that one thing. Pray. Think about that person in your life who drives you insane, who you might be able to hold in the light and pray for. Think about that place of fear that you want to hide from the world. You want to hide from God. You want to hide. You don't want to acknowledge it's there. Let Jesus see it. Do that one thing this week. And let the light and the hope and the power of God begin to move in you from ripples to waves. Amen.